Now enter Jeff.
Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn joins us right now. Good morning to you, Jeff. How you doing, buddy?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, it's playoff week. Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And can't you just feel the palpable excitement, Jeff? I mean, Roy Wood Jr. songs playing, Wiz Khalifa, Black and Yellow, that whole thing. People are expecting a parade, no?
Yeah, I don't know if there's ever been this much excitement for the postseason in a long, long time. I mean, confidence-wise, I mean, this fan base, they're ready.
There's so much to unpack with you, Jeff, but let's start right there. It's Tuesday, so subject to change, and we'll see what happens with Zay Flowers, but Steelers are a 10-point dog. How good of a shot do you give them at going in there and actually winning the football game?
Well, you hit on one of the keys right there, Zay Flowers. If Zay Flowers can't go, it does change what Baltimore can do. They don't have that consistent deep threat without Zay Flowers. They've won 8 of 10 against Baltimore, and even in that last game, I know the final score says 17, but it's a 7-point game before the pick six. So it's not like they were out of it. It's not like they were blown out like some of these games we've seen where they've really been out of it from the beginning. This was one they were in it at the end of the game, and, you know, a big mistake cost them in the fourth quarter. I'm not saying they're the better team, but I'm also not going into this game and saying, okay, they've got no chance. Like, they can't match up. I think there's still things that they do well defensively that can help them in this game.
Jeff, who has more pressure to win this game? Russell Wilson, Mike Tomlin, and the Pittsburgh Steelers, or Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh, and the Baltimore Ravens?
Yeah, I think in this case, I think it's Baltimore. I mean, I know everything that's said here, but you're going in a 10-point dog. Like, I think you could sell the mentality of, I mean, you're going to hear negative stuff all week about how Steelers are the weakest team in the AFC. Baltimore's the best team that's not Kansas City, and the way that they've played, and they've earned that. They've won four straight, and, you know, they blew out Houston, and they beat the Steelers by 17, as the final score would tell you. So, I think it's Baltimore, because now you're starting to look at, it's another MVP season. They haven't gotten over the hump. Like, there's been some early talk in Baltimore. It's like, man, we got Pittsburgh. Like, do we have to have Pittsburgh in this first round of all the teams? So, yeah, I think it's more, especially if the Steelers can get off to a start. And that's been their issue. Their starts have just been horrid.
They've been horrid this year. They've been horrid every time they've taken the field in a playoff game since January 15th, 2007, the last time they won a playoff game. I agree with everything you said, Jeff, and Jeff Hathorn's our guest. I do think the pressure is more on Baltimore. However, is there a chance that this is Russell Wilson's last game in the NFL? Because, you know, I think he could be playing for a job here.
Yes. I mean, yes, there is a chance this could be. I don't think so. I think if it's not the Steelers for some reason, I think he would have an opportunity with somebody. So I don't know if that's the case. But for him, I mean, this whole year has kind of been about redemption. And now these last few games, I don't know. I mean, he masks everything. And I do think he's genuinely a positive guy. But there's got to be somewhere in there where it's like, damn it, some of the things that Denver people said or, you know, maybe he's starting to hear about. So how is he going to fix it? And, man, getting off to it again, the number's crazy. The last four games, they've been outscored 40-3 in the first quarter. 40-3. I mean, and the play calling is just that they have played not to lose early in games. Handoff, 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 handoff. I mean, get creative, get aggressive. I realize you want to take the other team, you want to keep Burrow off the field, you want to keep Lamar off the field. Doesn't mean you have to run it every time to do that.
You just need first downs, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jeff, first downs help you in that. And maybe getting aggressive and throwing it early. I mean, it's not like you've got a guy back there that you don't trust. For the most part, he's been really good with the football.
Jeff, you talk about getting creative and getting aggressive on offense, and whether it's Mike Tomlin's handling of the offense, you know, overall handling, or is it Arthur Smith? And let's say it is Arthur Smith and, you know, not getting creative and, you know, kind of being very dry these last four or five games. There's two teams that have called Arthur Smith now. Now there's the Jets that have requested to interview Arthur Smith to be the head coach, and then now there's the Bears, and I'm sure another team will come along as the week does go along. Do you think that's warranted? Do you think that's deserving for Arthur Smith to be, you know, requested to become a potential head coach for another team?
You know how we do these things? If the season ends now, the team would be X. If the season would have ended in early December, absolutely, because Russell Wilson, this offense, they're rolling. I mean, they kind of turned around what had been a very anemic Pittsburgh offense for the last few years and made it something. Maybe whole body of work, there's something there that people can look at. I don't know the seriousness. I mean, North Carolina came after him too, and he quickly said no. I think it's good that he's getting offers, because that, at least from a step back standpoint, that other people are saying, we think this guy's a good coach. I don't know the seriousness of those offers, but I think it does speak generally, but I would like that guy that's going to potentially get a couple of job interviews to be a lot more aggressive again in this game on Saturday night.
Jeff Hathorn.
And you know what? Yeah. Let me say this. I think some of these problems are rearing their head through different offensive coordinators, which tells you that Mike's telling them, I want to run the ball.
Well, Jeff, I thought the most telling answer, maybe out of any press conference this year, came from Tomlin yesterday, when I can't believe he said the quiet part out loud. There, and I'm paraphrasing, there's less risk running the ball than there is throwing the ball. And this isn't Kenny Pickett. This isn't Mitch Trubisky. This isn't Mason Rudolph. This is a guy who's won a Super Bowl, and you're talking, right, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth as the guy who says you can't live in your fears. I can't believe he said that out loud, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you're Philadelphia and you've got that line and Saquon Barkley as your lead tailback, okay, I'm cool with Sirianni saying something like that. I'm cool with Harbaugh saying something like that with Derrick Henry. But you don't have those type of tailbacks with the Steelers. And they don't have the offensive line that's been together for years or has a number of veterans on it. They've got a young group that's still forming. So, listen, you play this game where you just want to hold on to it and you're playing scared like they've played, it's not going to end well. You got to get creative. I mean, you know, a few of the games they've won, on the first play of the game, they've gone play action. One, they got a pass interference penalty. They got a 41-yard pass to George. They got even a 12-yard pass, I think it was, to Najee. The other ones, I mean, Najee's carried it 9 times on the first play of the game this year for 17 yards total.
If you don't laugh, you cry. Mm. Jeff, Mike Tomlin says you can't blink. I mean, has he been asleep since the game on Saturday? He says he didn't see George Pickens try to get into it with a fan. All of us know that's not true. What do we expect from Pickens in this game? Like, for me, and I'm not saying this is definitely the case, but from where I'm sitting, he looked like somebody that, because he wasn't super involved early, became disinterested, disengaged. Is that the feeling there, that they kind of got to coddle this guy to keep him in the thing?
Well, I think from Mike's standpoint, as much as we would love for him to say something, it does him no good.
I agree with that.
George in the public. So you're trying to get ready to win a playoff game by his receiver getting even more, hearing from his head coach something in the media, then I don't think that helps. Internally, they've admitted, I think the routine plays are part of that is at George. I mean, he didn't make routine plays in that game. I think the first drop got in his head as much as not having usage got in his head. And those are things he's got to figure out. I mean, yes, there's some coaching, but a lot of George is like George looking in the mirror and try to fix some of those issues. They need George to win this game. They're going to try everything they can to make sure he's ready. I tell you, for the most part in practices this year, he's been focused and right in. I mean, we watch them all. I mean, he's there. He's running routes. He's running hard. It's just in games, whether it's defensive backs getting in his head, himself getting in his own head, the game plan getting in his head. They even tried, remember early, they tried to get him in with that screen for no gain. So they even tried something, but you got to do more than that. And not just to appease George, but, you know, if he makes a couple of those catches in that game against Cincinnati, Those are huge plays. Give him more of those opportunities, then it's up to him to make those plays. Because I think for as much as the players have been patient in a playoff game, if you start acting up or doing that, I think it's a different scenario for how you'll be treated by your peers.
Well, with that being said, Jeff, and say that the Steelers do lose and say George is in his head and he isn't effective at all, do you think that this is the last time we'll see George in a Steelers uniform?
Yeah, it's interesting going into a contract year. I think no. For as much as the emotions are hot right now, I think if they step back and realize how I just don't see it. Again, after the emotions died down and you take a step back, as long as you feel like you could sell him on, man, you've got to have a big year to get that money you want, and in order to have a big year, you need to do this, this, and this, I think we'll see George. Now, long-term deal, I think we're seeing that window closing.
Last thing here for you, Jeff. I thought Mulsey asked a really good question yesterday. So they're going on 8 years without a playoff victory. We'll see how Saturday goes. How long would the stretch have to span for change to come? I mean, does this thing get to 10 years and they just keep trotting Mike Tomlin up to the podium and out onto the sideline? Like, how long can this be acceptable?
Yeah, that's a great question. And now you're even starting to hear some national people kind of realize why Steeler fans are a little upset. I'll say this. Last year, they made some significant changes, not just offensive coordinator and bringing in a guy who was a head coach and had some success, but they wiped out the entire quarterback room trying to find an answer. If I want to see that aggression continue. I it's not going to be Mike. People can say all they want. It's not going to be Tomlin at the end of this year, even if they get their doors blown off in Baltimore. But continue to be aggressive and make more change. Go after Aiyuks. Go after guys with big names. You're going to have some cap room. Spend it on the offense. I'm exaggerating for effect. Don't spend a dime on the defense. Spend the whole damn thing on the offense because you need some help on that side of the ball.
With you on that. Jeff, great stuff as always. What's going on the website right now?
Yeah, look at some of those. There's some of those numbers on there and some of the living in your fears story that's on the website right now. Plus, look at what George's numbers are compared to other receivers in catch percentage. It's nearing Dante-esque. So check out those numbers as well. It's all on the website.
I felt fine until I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel like I got that neurovirus that's going around.
But you never know in the postseason, boys. You never know.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. Clean slate.
Mm-hmm.
New start.
I'm sure Thursday we'll all be optimistic.
Flip the switch. Dom DiTomaso, who's producing the show, what a young man he is. He said by the end of the week he'll be picking the Steelers to win by like 30 points. That's what being a fan is.
I didn't say 30 points. I said I might pick them to win come Friday.
That's 30 points.
That's 30
by 30 points.
Right.
Thank you, Jeff. Awesome as always. All right. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. See you, boys.
Jeff Hathorn.